Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everyone, what's going down? Happy Thursday. Yeah, we switched it up on you a little bit this week, but that's all right. A lot of stuff happening. Got a lot of football to talk about. In fact, our topic this week is quite simply the NFL. Had two huge games last week. Two huge games that determined the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 51. Wow, as long as the Super Bowl is still older than me, I have nothing to complain about. Tonight's show is brought to you as we visit Yard Cigar Bar, Chandler, Arizona, on Elliott and Dobson. Of course, thank them for hosting us. We're going to get right into this because we're actually doing an abbreviated show today, so let me give everyone a heads up on that. Of course, I'm here. You could probably hear the smile on her face. The one, the only Chambers. What's up, Chambers?
What's up, Paul?
You've got 1 minute to gloat. I hope you're ready. 60 seconds starts now. Go.
I'm going to be gloating the entire show because I'm just going to let you know right now I told you so. Should have listened to me. I told you Brady ain't playing no games this year. So I'm going to take up all of your intro because we have nothing but the Patriots to talk about today.
40 seconds left.
I don't even need my 40 seconds. I told you the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Next time you'll listen.
30 seconds left.
Paul, I don't understand why we're going through this.
I'm giving you your shot to gloat. Because after the gloating, it's all facts. Facts only. Here's your chance. You better get it out of the way.
It doesn't matter. My facts are true.
All right, well, let's just jump in it. And we're going to start with the game. The Patriots versus the Steelers. I picked the Steelers to win. I picked them to win the Super Bowl, so I'm not a flipper. I wasn't going to flip on them, and we're not doing Super Bowl picks until next week, until after they do this Pro Bowl whatever that takes up time on Sunday. But I picked the Steelers to win. I like the way their offense – well, I picked them to win the Super Bowl when the season started, so I don't flip-flop. I stick with the same team all throughout. But I will say this. You cannot play a flat 3-4 zone against Tom Brady. He systematically picked him apart and made some wide receiver who caught 13 college passes look like the great Randy Moss all of a sudden and the Hogan kid. Pittsburgh's defense did not adjust for the second half, and they really needed to adjust for the second half. That they did not do. And Tom Brady is too good, one of the all-time great quarterbacks. He just systematically, Chambers, picked him apart.
Well, what did you think was going to happen?
Okay, see, this isn't the Patriots Network. We need facts, not just cheering. So,
we're not cheering. I mean, honestly, what did you think was going to happen? Pittsburgh came out there unprepared. They were not ready. They did not show up. They could not get in the end zone. They could not score any touchdowns. The only touchdown they did score was garbage, and it didn't even count. So, what facts do you need other than
let's
the Patriots slid right into the Super Bowl?
Okay, let's load up. It's not fair to say they weren't ready. They came in and played the game that they played all year, their style of football, and on this Sunday, it wasn't good enough to beat them. But it's,
well,
let's not
Brandon
say they weren't ready.
Was hit in the second quarter. That was an explode.
You know, they were ready to play. In fact, I think the biggest part of the game, to be honest with you, wasn't necessarily their offense at the start because they did score. They were down 7-3. They did get a touchdown in. I think the biggest play of the game, which kept all the momentum going towards the Patriots, was the touchdown that wasn't a touchdown when the Jesse James was tackled, the tight end of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was tackled at about the one-foot line. And from there, they weren't able to punch it in. I think that's where it all turned completely for New England. So I think that's where it turned to New England, because once their defense stopped Pittsburgh, I just don't think they were able to pick up their momentum again and get it going to the level that they needed to get going against the Patriots defense. But they did on those first two, three drives. They did successfully move the ball down the field. I just think that was the backbreaker, and it seemed to get everyone motivated for the Patriots offense and defense, and that's where they were able to take it to the next level.
Yeah, you definitely can get them motivated. That's definitely a mistake. You don't want Cycle Tom to come out.
Say what now?
You said what?
I think you broke up. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, I said you don't want Cycle Tom to come out. I'm like, they, you know, once that motivation starts, it's really hard to turn them off. They start, you know,
well, that,
once they start
yeah,
down,
well, that,
the rock.
Here's what's funny, because the Texans have absolutely no quarterback. But like we were talking about last week, and like Ed was saying as well, they don't have, the Steelers don't have pass rusher that comes dead up the middle. And that seems where you make Tom Brady the most uncomfortable. Rushing him from the edges all the time just allows him to step up in the pocket. And there was times where he just had time to play. And Pittsburgh, again, relied on what they did, and they just kept running the same defense. And Tom Brady was ready for that. The one thing that they did, though, offensively, they ran that 10-man set like crazy. They were in formations. They were actually in formations more that game, the Patriots offense, than they were all season. The formations that they were in, they ran 10 plays out of most of those formations all year, and they ran it nonstop in that game. And so you have to give them a lot of credit for looking at what Pittsburgh did or what they do successfully on defense, and actually making it their weakness.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And on top of that, the coverage of Antonio Brown was just crazy. They covered him over the top and underneath. It was almost like the infamous box and one defense that they use in college. They just blanketed two men on them.
And that is the same thing that they are going to do to Julio Jones. So just be prepared.
Well, here's the difference, though, and they've seen that now. And I know that the Falcons have seen that, and we'll hold off on that game right now. But the one thing that Pittsburgh wide receivers didn't do, those other receivers, they dropped the ball. There was a couple passes that were perfect, and they just flat out dropped the ball. Also, we have to admit, Le'Veon Bell being out of that game hurt Pittsburgh a lot. Because now, as good as D'Angelo Williams is, he's not Le'Veon Bell. And that's not an excuse. I'm not saying that would have made a difference. But that played a large part in what Pittsburgh was able to do in that game. So I think
because they had to
offensively,
their
they would have been better.
Plan.
Exactly. And that's not taking anything away from New England. It's just saying if one of your best players get hurt, it's hard to just – it's almost better if he was hurt before the game. And they knew what they didn't have, then getting hurt during the game.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
To not have him.
But be that what it may, 7 Super Bowls in 16 years, it's the first time any coach and quarterback or any type of duo like that has played in 7 Super Bowls together. I mean, you follow the Patriots a lot. Talk about what an amazing feat that is to accomplish.
I mean, it's just absolutely, you know, it's speechless almost, because you just don't, you're never probably going to see that ever again, honestly. It's probably going to be one of those records that is never broken. It's such a great accomplishment. Some people can't even get there once, let alone 7 times, and to be going for your 5th Super Bowl ring. That, I mean, could you imagine had, you know, getting 1 or 2, or, you know, the controversy when you're going back to back, or, you know, whatever the case, that doesn't happen. Most people, you know, can only dream of being in a Super Bowl and for somebody, you know, for the teams, because it's not just Brady, but, you know, there's some of them that have been with that team, you know, for a long time and have contributed to that. So, I mean, it's definitely a team effort, and luckily he's been on all of the teams, obviously consistent as a, you know, franchise quarterback, but he's gotten to reap the most benefits of this successful reign that they've had.
Well, it's funny because most players don't have 17-year NFL careers, let alone go to seven Super Bowls. So that in itself, just the length of his career, and not just the length of his career, but the length of his career at playing at such a high level, to me, that's truly an amazing feat. And it's funny because Father Time catches up with everyone. Every great athlete has their time where their talents start to dissipate. But it just seems like there are certain guys where it's taken their talent a little bit longer to dissipate. I mean, you look at a Tom Brady. When you flip to basketball, you know, you had a Michael Jordan winning a title at 35. You know, LeBron is 32. It doesn't seem he's playing 45 minutes a night. His talents don't really seem to completely dissipate. It's just amazing what he does to keep himself in shape. And it seems like the great ones always find that little something to motivate them. And I don't care what Tom Brady says. I don't care what Belichick says. I don't care how many times they change the subject. You know that they were driven to get to this Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So Roger Goodell would have to hand them that trophy, and they can internally throw the biggest middle finger they can up at
it. Well, of course. Of course. And, we were talking about that today. And I was watching some news and some reports and stuff, and I wouldn't be surprised if Brady was right there, just standing there smiling, just waiting for the trophy. Just it's gonna be a huge deal. I feel like Brady's on another mission, and I really feel bad that it had to happen to the Falcons. I feel like because they're really having a good year, and I'm really proud of them, but I just feel like Brady's on some.
We're not picking this week. Don't pick.
Huh?
Don't pick this week. Don't get picked this week.
I'm not making my pick. I'm not making my pick.
You just said you feel.
Listen, you didn't even let me finish.
You sound like
Listen. Brady is on some type of mission. Listen, Brady's on some type of revenge mission to get back at Goodell.
You sound like that girlfriend that isn't going to say, I told you so. You said, I really feel bad for the Falcons next week because what's going to come to them, I'm not thinking.
No, I didn't say I feel bad. I said I feel bad because they're having this great year, and it's very likely that it could come to an end because Brady has ulterior motives. So, with Roger Goodell and his whole shenanigans, oh, it'll be an honor to hand the trophy over to Brady. It's a crock.
Yeah, that was kind of, he could have kept that one, to be honest with you. You're 100% right. He could have kept that comment. He could have just said, I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl, and whoever wins, I'll be happy to give them the trophy. That I'm looking forward to it, and if they win, it'd be great to give him the trophy. Dude, you could have left all that out because we know that's a lie.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
All know that's a lie.
Definitely a lie.
If the Patriots win, you are not looking forward to handing that trophy over to, of all people, Tom Brady or Belichick or Kraft, because they've all called you out. All
exactly.
Of them.
Exactly.
And you deserve to be called out. Considering that was the worst suspension in the history of the NFL. If they had given him a heavy fine, or worst-case scenario, suspending him for one game, whatever. Four games. If the Patriots win this game, that is the ultimate, beat you to Roger Goodell.
Exactly. I agree 100%. While we are on the subject of Brady, let me ask you something real quick. Do you care about Brady's friendship with Trump?
No. This is football. I could care less who he likes.
I just don't understand why it's such a big deal and why people feel like they need an explanation about who he is.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you have to separate that. Yeah, the NFL is full of a bunch of players. I'm sure a bunch of them like Hillary. I'm sure a bunch of them like Trump. I'm sure a bunch of them like Obama. I'm sure some of them like George Bush. Really doesn't matter when they step on the field. And you played sports. I'm sure that when you played football, when you played in the LFL, I'm quite sure there were girls on the team or ladies on the team that didn't share your political views. But once you strapped it up, it didn't matter. It was all about you guys were out there for one thing, and that was to battle in the wind. And you could be a fan of someone and not necessarily like their politics. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like it's just, I mean, I guess it's just another story to brew up before, you know, the Super Bowl and, you know, trying to, get the media buzzing and stuff like that. But I just don't understand why they can't have more substance. I mean, really, who cares about who he is friends with outside of the football field?
Yeah, look, he's not the only one. He's not the only person in the NFL that's a Trump supporter. He's just probably the most popular one. But honestly, when I'm watching football, obviously I think if there's a social stance that needs to be, look, I would be hypocritical if I sat here and I said I had no problem with Colin Kaepernick kneeling down to show what he thought was his right and what he believed in, and then turn around and say, but I don't like Tom Brady because he likes the President of the United States. That would be hypocritical. He has a right. That's why we have free elections.
I agree.
So that's why there's a balance. If any one person goes too far, we're supposed to have three total legislative branches to balance it out. If people don't like who the president is, it's very simple. He runs again in 4 years. The next person that runs is Tom Brady's buddy and pal, and it's a liberal Democratic guy. Then do we like him again? So, leave that out. I want to watch the Super Bowl. I want to be thoroughly entertained. I don't want to blow out, and I want to watch the Super Bowl. If Tom Brady, listen, I'm telling you honestly, I'm torn. I would prefer to see Atlanta win, but I also would love to see that they'll have to hand that trophy over. So I don't have a horse in this race. So I'm kind of split between the two. And with that said, I just have to let everyone know that we are brought to you, this last segment is brought to you by Tzatziki's Pita Grill, located on Elliott and Priest in Tempe. Listen, I was just over there yesterday. They have this thing, Chambers, called a gyro bowl. It's rice, gyro meat, and everything that would come on a normal gyro sandwich, but it's in a bowl. Two types of Mediterranean rice. This stuff is off the hook. I wish it came in a large, but you might just have to order two. But whatever you get there, let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you, and they'll take 10% off your meal. The stuff is absolutely incredibly good. And like I said, we're coming to you live from the Yard Cigar Bar. You may hear a little bit of noise in the background. We do not tune noise out. We love it when the noise is around us and people are enjoying what we're doing. Let's talk the Falcons. Let's talk Green Bay. As much as you were smiling that the Patriots won, I was smiling as well. As a lifelong Bears fan, I will tell you right now, my favorite two teams every week are the Bears and whoever's playing the Packers. So,
yes,
thoroughly enjoyed it. But I'm going to tell you something. Aaron Rodgers is an incredible quarterback, but I've never seen, and I know that I know who you are rooting for, but one thing about the Falcons that has to worry you a little bit, they had three things that could have just blown up in their face. They had the fumble their own fumble that they recovered, and they had two passes that Matt Ryan threw that just went right through the hands or were dropped by the Packers defense, that they weren't able to flip and give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. But that didn't stop Atlanta. They just forged through with their plan. And they didn't change up. They didn't get panicked. They didn't worry about the throw.
Those same mistakes might not happen against the Patriots. I mean, those same results might not happen against the Patriots. That's all.
Okay, but we're not. But what I'm saying, though, is you have to be impressed with the way they didn't change their game plan. They never shrunk away. They never said, oh, we just threw that ball. Let's go to a running play. If the next play was a passing play, It was a passing play. On the fumble, the next play was a running play. It was a running play. I mean, they've been doing a lot right this year. They are the highest scoring offense in the NFL. And as many weapons as the Steelers have with their big three, honestly, I think Atlanta has more weapons, to be honest with you. And then let's remember one other thing. The last time the Patriots were in the Super Bowl and they won against Seattle, Quinn was the coordinator, and he knows how to play the Patriots, because Patriots didn't blow Seattle out in that Super Bowl. That game came down to probably the worst call ever by a head coach in calling a pass play 1 foot from the goal line with a 250-pound running back.
Right.
So
Belichick also realizes that Quinn is there, and they are probably already accounted for that. I'm sure this is not, their first rodeo, no pun intended.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, is the coach, their head coach, Quinn, he's not a bum himself. I mean, he does have hardware himself, and he did play this team. So Belichick obviously will be prepared, but I don't think it's going to be one of those cases where Atlanta comes in and they're petrified. To have a head coach that's been to two Super Bowls recently, this will be the fourth one, so technically this will be his third Super Bowl, in the last 4 years, he knows what he's doing. So it's not like he's coming in unprepared. He'll prepare to do this job.
No, he's definitely not going to be unprepared, but the Patriots on the other end are going to be prepared, because obviously they know that, when we played him against him the last time, he got pressure on the quarterback, that's going to be their motivation. That's what their goal is. Their ultimate goal is to get Brady on his back, because if Brady is going down, he is frustrated and not making his plays. So that's going to be their number one defense. So I'm pretty almost 100% positive that Bill is spending especially extra time working on the offensive line and try to give Brady the time he needs. Because Brady already released the ball quick. I think he's one of the quickest with, I think, like 1.7 seconds he releases the ball. If Brady can get the ball out quick like he normally does, he can keep that defense back a little bit, because they're going to be, coming up for pressure, and he was going to be wide open. So they're going to keep biting, but it's going to bite them back. So it's going to be a little give or take. It should be a really good game. Honestly, if I wasn't a Patriots fan, I'd be torn too. I really don't know which way I'd go. So I have to really think about this. But it's going to be tit for tat. They're both going to be throwing touchdowns, because, like you said, Atlanta's a high power offense as well. And, the defense, I don't think either defense is going to be able to completely shut down the offense of either team.
Agreed. The one thing I think, though, is with the rookie wide receivers that Pittsburgh was using, Atlanta's receivers are a little bit more of a veteran receiving core. Gabriel, the kid that they stole from Cleveland, because Cleveland couldn't have used him this year, of course, he's such a different when it comes to playmakers. And I think one of the differences is with Atlanta that they can do, they have more than one or two playmakers. Now, Pittsburgh, obviously they have Brown, but once Le'Veon Bell went out, that really went all their true playmakers on offense. Atlanta hits you with their wide receivers, not just their star in Julio Jones, but Mohamed Sanu. Then they hit you with the Gabriel kid. Then their backfill, especially with Freeman, he just hits you in the mouth. The dude looks like a little tank running. I'm really anxious to see how their offense can click and how they can continue to make that offense click, because now it's been a long time since that offense has been shut down this year. And as well-oiled as their opponent's offense, and so is theirs. Plus, they can rush up the middle, and I think somewhere that's going to cause some fits, because that's really the only way that they can be effective in that game. Now, in a game against Green Bay, their rush kind of showed a lot. And when you can hold Aaron Rodgers, who I believe is just truly one of the best quarterbacks in the game today, when you're not letting him run and slide and move and do all that stuff, I think that speaks volumes about Atlanta's defense, because he's one of the most elusive quarterbacks. And the thing about him that I love when I watch him play is he doesn't run to run. He runs to pass. He moves to pass. And they managed to shut that down. Now, I know Atlanta was playing them when I think, you know, they were rolling out junior college wide receivers that they were able to find through the week because everyone was hurt. But at the same time, Jordy Nelson did suit up, and there are other players did suit up. And if I'm not mistaken, Jordy caught a couple passes, and he looked good early. Obviously, those ribs got to him late. But that Atlanta-Green Bay game, that was over at halftime, 24-0. That
yeah,
was really a wrap
definitely.
At that point. That was really a wrap at that point. But when you watch Atlanta, obviously they have Julio Jones, and that 73-yard pass play that he had was absolutely ridiculous. What is the one thing about Atlanta, if you had to defend them, would scare you the most?
If I had to defend them?
Yeah, is it Julio Jones? Is it Freeman? Is it Mohamed Sanu who's getting all these passes?
Well, it's definitely Julio Jones. No. It's definitely Julio Jones. They do have a variety of weapons that, you know, are good players, but you have to give respect where respect's due, and Julio Jones is definitely the best. You know, and he is that team. Without him, if he goes down or if he went down for any reason, that would be the end of it for Atlanta. So you gotta give the credit to the game changer, and he's gonna have to be the game changer.
Isn't it amazing how good he is when he came from Alabama when they really didn't throw the ball?
It's crazy how time progresses.
Just incredible, incredible player, incredible team. You know, some Super Bowls you really look forward to. Some Super Bowls you just want a good game. This is a Super Bowl. I'm really, from an entertaining point of view, I'm really hoping that this is a good game literally all the way through. And the way the matchup is, I think it will be. Looking forward to doing our picks next week when we have Ed back on with us next Tuesday, but I am. This is a Super Bowl. I am ready to watch. I'm ready to strap this one on and really get into this game. And I know you are as well.
Yep, I'm super excited. It's going to be great.
You say?
I cannot.
Okay, Chambers is coming to us live on the Kerry Lackey line. And sorry for the fade out there, but. It's amazing. I think the Patriots are a 3.5-point favorite to win this game, which I think is cool. That tells you already that you know that the game should be close. And I'm looking forward to it. The Pro Bowl is this week. Chambers, I know you're going to be all up in that Pro Bowl. I know you're going to be watching it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. These are hit or miss. Sometimes they're good games, sometimes they're all right. But, yeah, I'll be in it. I'll be tuning in just so we have something to talk about, you guys. I'll be around, but you know what we're waiting for. We're waiting for the big boy. We're waiting for that home. We're waiting for that Lombardi trophy.
I will tell you this. I might take a nap on purpose at the time the Pro Bowl starts. That is now, for me, is the most boring game in the world to watch. Everyone is out there trying not to get hurt. I think they should just play flag.
It is a waste of time, but like when you have nothing else to watch, you just throw it on and do housework.
I think I might have a couple more episodes of the new edition story on BET to watch. That is good.
I watched that live.
I don't care what nobody said. Oh, you watched it already?
Yeah.
I'm on episode one. I've been DVRing it, and I'm still on episode one. That kid they got to Bobby Brown. I think they might. He might want to do a DNA on him because he looks just like.
My big son, huh? Long lost son. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. They might want to DNA that. You know how old folks said, he looks just like that boy. That boy looks just like his dad. Love it when old folks say that. It's like, hey, this is my son. Ooh, that boy looks just like you. And then they'll call someone else so they can justify, hey, come here. Don't that boy look just like his daddy? Oh, he sure do look just like his daddy. Okay, I know. It was just he's my son. That's why it was just like, oh boy, what, you spit him out? He spit him out, didn't he? Yeah, he sure did spit him out. Are you just gonna repeat everything he say?
Yes.
So, all right, Chambers, tell everyone you're back business as usual next week, correct?
Yeah, back business as usual, you guys. Gameplay Wednesday night. We are turning up. It's Super Bowl week. We're going to get in it. I think we should do like a weekend show, Paul. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how it goes. But it's big time, you guys. You guys know how you can reach me on social media. Official underscore Mimi underscore C. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. And my Snapchat's always crazy, you guys. Just Suave84.
Well, of course, you can get us at The Sports Cave on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook fan. Of course, go to thesportscave.com. You know, everyone, if you just go to thesportscave.com and click Listen Live, you can catch up on every show as well. Also, we do download them and put them on the site. And then, of course, you can get me directly at PLR on Sports. Chambers, I know you're giddy. Don't spend up all your money buying Patriots jerseys over the next week.
I won't.
All right, then. Well, listen, we appreciate y'all hanging with us for a little bit today. And until next Tuesday, where we will have our pick. Have a great rest of your weekend. For Chambers, this is PLR. Everyone, have a great night. Thanks for listening.
Have a great night, everybody.
Giant, I am an eagle, oh, I am a lion.